Clay, light a match or something, will you? That's not decent in a boat like the... Well, hey, man overboard!
Oh, my God.
That's Joaquin Phoenix as Clay, a small-town Montana man who goes fishing with a new buddy named Lester, played by Vince Vaughn, in Clay Pigeons. And, of course, they discover that body together. And it is not the first body to turn up in that town. And the strange thing is, all of the victims seem to have an obvious connection to Joaquin Phoenix. Brought in to investigate the case is Janine Garofalo as an FBI agent whose style is to get directly to the point. Very directly.
You'll be the last person to be seen with her.
Any more questions?
You got to admit it's a big coincidence.
What?
You're sleeping with one victim, you're dating another, and you actually found a third.
And that's Scott Wilson as the local sheriff. Georgina Cate stars as Amanda, the wife of Clay's best friend, although there's more to the story than that, because Clay was having an affair with Amanda, and the best friend wound up dead, and now Amanda has moved on to another man. Guess who?
I got company, Cowboy.
Hey, Clay, how are you, man? Good to see you.
Lester?
Do you know each other?
Yeah, me and Clay are fishing buddies.
I thought you were in Billings.
Oh, I was in Billings, but just dumped my load up and decided to come back.
Yeah,
here.
Well, I hate to break this up, but Clay was just...
Easy there, Vixen.
That Lester returns up everywhere. The evidence mounts up against Clay, while Lester the cowboy hangs around exercising his peculiar ideas of charm.
You know what? No offense, but this seat is saved.
Who for?
First guy not wearing denim.
Clay Pigeons is based on one repeating plot event, which is the bodies keep piling up and suspicion keeps pointing
here,
to Clay. Now, up to a point, this works, but eventually we move beyond the realm of Clay's bad luck and into the realm of the preposterous. The movie would have been better if it hadn't gone around the track those extra two or three laps. Janine Garofalo is sharp and funny as the FBI agent in a role that was probably inspired by Chief Marge Gunderson in Fargo. But the plot gets so dragged out that by the end it has no interest except as a screenplay exercise.
Well, I liked it, Roger. I think it's because of the character of Lester.
Uh-huh.
I think that's an original character. I would follow him anywhere. And you're right, we are...
You'd get in a lot of trouble if you did.
I know. Yeah. But no, I thought that's a really good character, and it made me smile as I'm trying to guess what's going on in the picture. I like that.
Well, Vince Vaughn has been in a lot of movies lately. It seems like he came out of left field about a year ago, and he's now working a lot in different kinds of roles. And I liked his character here. I must admit that I did. It's the plot that keeps on belaboring this notion that another body has turned up, and Clay looks even more guilty. But I liked him, and I liked Janine Garofalo, too.
Always. She's always good. Wonderful comic presence. This is her second movie in 2 weeks that we reviewed on the show. She was also good in Permanent Midnight. Check out Janine Garofalo.